This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply. Patrick Taylor is the Chief of Interpretation and Education at Death Valley National Park. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you today.
You know, we've become a bit fascinated with Death Valley. Maybe it's just all the hot temperatures we've been having everywhere. We just set our own all-time record here a few weeks ago, getting to 113 degrees in Roseburg. That had never happened before. And it's been especially hot at Death Valley, it seems like, this summer as well.
Yeah, for sure. We're known for our heat, so every summer we prepare for it a bit. But this year has been the hottest many of us have experienced that have been here for a while now. So we're understanding of the rest of the nation, feeling our pain a little bit with the high heat. And certainly we're built for it, prepared for it a little bit more than you are up in Oregon. So we understand what you're going through and greatly sympathize with how hard it can be on some people that aren't prepared for the heat, maybe can't escape to cooler environments. But Death Valley is known for heat, and here we celebrate it to a certain degree when it gets really hot.
So how hot has it gotten this summer in Death Valley?
So this year our peak was 130 degrees, 130. Last year we also hit 130 degrees, though that was a little bit of a rounding. Last year it was 129.9, and this year it was 130.0. So the hottest temperature the planet has seen in at least 80 years.
Wow. So how long have you been down there in Death Valley?
I've worked here twice, so the easiest way to calculate it for most people is this is my ninth summer that I've been in Death Valley.
Wow. So what do you like about it?
The diversity is pretty amazing in Death Valley. So most people identify us with heat and sand dunes and like the low salt flats that are down below sea level. And all those are certainly amazing, but we have mountain peaks that go up over 11,000 feet. There's a very rich human history from the Timbisha Shoshone to miners. So you can spend weeks in Death Valley and only be scratching the surface of the things to see and experience here.
So how many people live around the Death Valley area?
Yeah, so it fluctuates a little bit. In the summer, which is our slow season for obvious reasons, there's a couple hundred people that live in Death Valley, and that includes the national park staff, the rangers, and their families. There are several hotels in the area. There are still local tribal members that live here. So in the winter, it's a couple hundred. Then it maybe doubles. In the summer, it's a couple hundred. And then it doubles in the winter when a lot more seasonal staff come on to help support visitor services and hotels.
So how remote is Death Valley? I mean, what's the closest significant size community to you?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to answer that. So Death Valley as a whole is bigger than the state of Connecticut. So it is massive. So it depends on where you are in Death Valley when you say what's your nearest community. But our headquarters area is called Furnace Creek, and it's roughly in the middle of Death Valley. And the closest town where a lot of people go, like, for shopping and doctor's appointments, things like that, is Pahrump, Nevada. Which is about an hour away, and then Las Vegas is another hour away. If you're on the other side of Death Valley, Bishop, California is the closest kind of big town that people are familiar with.
And if it's 130 during the day, that's a peak. What is the average low temperature at night this time of year?
Yeah, great question. So that is really where Death Valley starts to separate from a lot of other places. Our daytime highs are sometimes not that much hotter than the surrounding deserts, but the big difference is at night, it often does not cool off as dramatically or as significantly as other areas. So it is common over the last several summers to have nights that never go beneath 100 degrees.
Wow, that's kind of hard to fathom here. I was just looking at your weather data. Looks like last night, this night, right around 100, or at least in the upper 90s.
Yeah, that's pretty much been the streak for, the last two or three weeks now. We've cooled off into the 90s a couple times, but I don't know that we've even made it to the low 90s overnight for a few weeks now.
So how do you deal with the heat in terms of just the safety factors of how much you can work out in the heat?
Yeah, so there's a few factors involved with that. Acclimation plays a much bigger role in how you handle the heat than people tend to give credit to it. So when you're here winter, then through the spring, then through the summer, your body adjusts to it, just as if you lived in a very cold climate and you got used to the cold. However, we do have very specific heat policies for staff about how long they can work outside during the summer months. And there's a few factors involved with that. You know, it depends on, is it 105 degrees or is it 125 degrees? Are you digging a trench or are you just standing outside talking to visitors? Are you doing something that's literally protecting somebody's life or are you just doing kind of a day-to-day task? So there's a lot of factors involved with it. But when you're at the extreme end of it, if it's 125 degrees outside and you have to be working like to protect somebody's life or essential facilities, you work 10 minutes outside and then you're supposed to rotate back into an air-conditioned space for 50 minutes. And then go back outside and work for 10 minutes again. So it's designed more for the individual's safety than for the task they're performing.
So is there anyone whose home or car does not have air conditioning down there?
There's a few people, I think, whose car air conditioning doesn't work efficiently at like the extreme high temperatures. But I don't think you could survive here without your home having some sort of cooling. So I'm not aware of anybody, at least in Death Valley proper, that doesn't have a cooling system on their house.
So as Chief of Interpretation and Education, what's your role down there with the National Park?
Yeah, so a lot of the operations I supervise are managing the visitor center, so where most people come to get their information and maps and guidance on what they do. We have, in the winter months, rangers that go out into the park leading programs, and we do social media, website work. We have a formal education program. So again, in the winter months, we have schools from the local gateway communities that will come into the park to meet with rangers and have curriculum-based programs to learn about the geology, the climate, the animal life, things like that.
Wow. So is one area of Death Valley, because you talked about how big it is, I mean, are there differences between the areas or is it all a lot the same?
Well, it's desert and high desert, so there's not like lush rainforest or anything like that for sure. But if you go up in elevation, it does change dramatically. In the highest peaks of the park, we have ancient bristlecone pines, which are some of the oldest trees in the world, quite literally. So it's not a dense forest, but certainly you can get into the shade and be completely out of the sun winter, summer. In the winter months and even into spring, the high mountains usually have snow on them for a significant amount of time to the point that campgrounds and trails close because there's so much snow. So yes, there's quite a bit of variety from one area to the next.
So how many staff do you have working down there with the National Park Service?
It doubles in the winter. So in the summertime, we're usually just a little under 100. And then by the time you add in like interns that are coming out here and volunteers and seasonal staff in the winter, it's up to about 200 employees for the Park Service specific. Again, the hotels all have some as well.
Now, I don't know how the National Park Service works in terms of assignments. Do some people end up getting told you're going to work there or do a lot of people seek out working in that area?
Yeah, that's a common question. So none of us got in trouble and were sent to Death Valley. All of us that are here requested to come and work here. Everybody has different reasons and a different path on how they finally ended up at Death Valley. But what I would say is surprising to a lot of people that interact with the staff here is a lot of the employees here right now at Death Valley have either been here for many, many years and have no desire to leave, or there's quite a few like me who were here once and left for a few years, then came back to it. So it's mostly a pretty polarizing place where employees either tend to stay, you know, 1 to 2 years, or they're here for a good portion of their career.
So what do you like best about being down there?
As I mentioned earlier, just kind of the ability to go and experience different things in a relatively short amount of time. So I have a few kids, and it's great that we can go out and learn about local history, that we can go out and just roll around on the sand dunes and have a fun day. We can drive up sometimes within the same day up to the mountains and have a snowball fight. We are relatively remote, as I mentioned earlier, but at the same time, 2 hours isn't that long of a drive, so we can be in the big cities, be at airports, you know, within an hour or two in most cases. So that just the diversity of opportunities that are here are great, and it's a fantastic staff. And then just kind of in general, maybe not specific to Death Valley, although it's applicable here as well, most visitors that you meet on a day-to-day basis, they're coming on a vacation, whether it's for the day or a week or the winter. So almost everybody you meet, this is a really, really exciting place. And surprising to a lot of Americans, Death Valley is like a bucket list destination for a lot of international visitors that in a normal year would be here in the summer. So you just get a lot of like positive energy when you interact with people on a daily basis that said, I've been planning to come here for 4 years and I finally made it. What should I do? And so it just kind of keeps you high and keeps you moving on life.
What's the weather like there in the winter?
It cools off quite a bit. So the lowest recorded temperature at Furnace Creek, I believe, was 15 degrees. But again, that's like the all-time low. Typically, it's a little above freezing as overnight lows. Then it'll get up into the 60s in the daytime. So winter is really, really nice and mild.
What about spring and fall?
So spring is our most popular season for visitors. That's when most people are coming here and camping, because the weather is good, the days are relatively long, and most years there's wildflowers blooming in the park. Fall is equally as nice, though the days are a little bit shorter and there's not the potential for flowers blooming. But yeah, the shoulder seasons are also a really nice time to be here and not as crowded as like March typically is.
And do you have very many people that do come during the summer?
We do. Again, the last year and a half are not maybe indicative of our real visitation patterns, but many years, August is our busiest month of the year with people coming into the park, which just sounds incredible and unbelievable to many people. But that's mostly international visitors that are flying into Vegas and want to do a day trip out to Death Valley to say they were in the hottest place in the world on one of the hottest days of the year.
Any idea looking out the window right now just how hot it is where you are?
Oh, that's a good question. My guess is it's probably like 105 to 110 degrees outside, although it is overcast, so that helps a little bit not having the direct sun on you.
All right, Patrick Taylor, Chief of Interpretation and Education, Death Valley National Park. Patrick, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Yeah, not a problem. Have a good day.
All right, 844, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.